worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote, 'And you, O Bethlehem in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people Israel.'" Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me, so that I can go and worship him too." After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. And looking in Psalms, the book of Psalms, Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." All of Psalm 23. Thank you, Lord, for all those that are part of our listening family today. And thank you for all those persons we've lifted up in prayer today. Lord, thank you for us as the church and as a nation. Help us, Lord, to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet, in Jesus' name. And thank you again, Lord, for each and every one of us, and your hand of grace upon each and every one of us as well. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, "You are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample underfoot because we have set our love upon you. Therefore, you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You're with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life, you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for our daily bread. Father, thank you so much for our daily provision. And Father, thank you so much for our daily instruction. Father, I ask that we'd be open-minded, that we'd be have our hearts opened, and that we would be fully present in hearing what you have to say this morning. Father, thank you so much for the example of Jesus and how he loved others so well. And Father, I ask that you'd make us to be more and more like him. In your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. You know, on a pretty regular basis, we're encouraging you that if you don't already have the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day, today is a great day to start that habit. And parents, let me emphasize too again, it's a very productive thing to have each of your children to read 3 chapters out loud to you every day, because 3 chapters is a good basic spiritual meal for you and a child as well. And keep in mind, too, if you decide 3 chapters is not enough for you, remember, you cannot overeat the Word of God. It'll just bless you more and more and more. So if you want to do more than 3, great, wonderful. But getting into God's Word and consuming the Word of God every single day is much more important than I can even begin to emphasize. So if you're not doing that already, you don't know what you're missing. Please start that habit today, and it will bless your socks off. Hope that you will take the time to do that. Also, on a pretty regular basis, we're encouraging you to take the time to pray Psalm 91 over yourself and over your family. Remember, in this dangerous, crazy world we live in, no one can protect you like the Lord can, and praying Psalm 91 is just a very strategic and wise thing for all of us to do for ourselves and our families, because again, by God's grace, as I just mentioned, no one can protect you like the Lord can in this day and time. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Just a reminder to you, many of you may know that we've been sharing this over the air over a few weeks, though, but Operation Christmas Child has this week as National Collection Week, November 18th through the 25th. Operation Christmas Child uses a simple shoebox gift as an opportunity to share the love of Jesus Christ and to share the gospel as well. Since 1993, over 220 million shoebox gifts have been collected for children in over 170 countries and territories. And in 2024, Operation Christmas Child hopes to collect enough shoebox gifts to reach another 12 million children. And keep in mind, a person can simply pack a shoebox and drop it off during National Collection Week at over 4,700 locations nationwide. And so this week is National Collection Week. If you need more information, you can go to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. Again, that's SamaritansPurse.org/OCC for more information. We are very blessed and honored to have a guest who has personally been blessed in her life and lifetime by the receiving of one of these precious gifts in the way of a shoebox through this wonderful outreach ministry. We're privileged to have with us today Dana Andreas with Operation Christmas Child. Dana, how are you today?
Good. Thank you so much, Pastor Jim, for having me. I'm excited to talk to you how God used this ministry to impact my life.
Well, an honor to have you on and a privilege to have you, to be able to, someone who can share firsthand how God used, how His Holy Spirit used this shoebox to touch your life and impact your life. And it's exciting to always hear a personal testimony along that line. So Dana, thank you again so much for being with us. Would you take a moment just to kind of introduce yourself to our listeners so they'll know a little bit about who you are before we dive into hearing your testimony?
Yes. My name is Dania Andreas, and I'm actually one out of 220 million children that received an Operation Christmas Child shoebox gift since 1993. I currently live in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, And I am now a national spokesperson for Operation Christmas Child. I share what the shoebox meant to me, to all of Operation Christmas Child shoebox packers, volunteers, just to give them a glimpse of what they get to be a part of.
Okay. Well, again, we do appreciate you coming on and sharing it. Before we go further, would you take a moment to pray for listeners to receive through the broadcast whatever God wants them to receive? Because there are many who God would have them to become intercessors who will pray for this wonderful ministry. There are others who the Lord would have them to get involved by packing a shoebox and sending it in. And there may be many other ways in which people can get involved. Would you pray for our listeners at this time?
I would love to. Yes, absolutely. Jesus, we come to you knowing you are our only hope. Lord, we know that you have given us this very precious day, and we are grateful that we get to have this privilege of prayer. Lord, thank you for Jesus that gave us this gift to be able to come into the Holy of Holies and lift our hearts before you, knowing that you will hear us and you will answer our prayers according to your will. And Jesus, within the next few minutes as we talk about this ministry of Operation Christmas Child and as we share the story that you have written upon my life, Lord, I just pray that the listeners would only see you and only hear through our words what you, the mighty God, can do as you take something as simple as a shoebox gift to change a child's life and ultimately their families and their communities. So we give it all unto you. We pray that this would be for you and your glory alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Danya. Well, Danya, I understand that you received a shoebox gift while you were living in the Middle East as a child. Can you share with our listeners what your life was like as a child in the Middle East?
Yeah, I come from a country in the Middle East where about 98% of the population were not Christians. So I remember as we were living there, there were two major challenges that my family faced. The first challenge was severe persecution and rejection from the people around us because we were followers of Jesus. Now, my parents, when they got married, they didn't know Jesus. And when they gave birth to me and my brother, they were not following him. But they actually had to move to another country in the Middle East. And there, someone shared with them the gospel. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time they ever hear that they can have a relationship with their creator. And so they both decided to give their lives to Jesus. And because this was so powerful, they wanted to go back to my home country and share the gospel with our own people, which resulted in a lot of persecution and threatening letters that were posted on our doors simply because you were followers of Jesus and you were sharing the gospel.
So from an early age, you knew you had a chance to know the Lord, but and your family were believers, yet really went through great difficulty as a result of them receiving Christ then. Is that right?
That's correct. I remember there were many situations where my family came close to death because we refused to stop believing the message of salvation because we wanted to continue sharing the gospel. You know, the closest encounters to death that I saw my father come with was when a police officer came into our house. He was so angry. He came with a fully loaded gun and he started threatening my father. And he said, if you don't tell me now that you're going to stop telling people about Jesus, then I'm not afraid to use my gun. I've used it so many times. And my dad had just a few seconds to make up his mind. But instead, he chose to share the gospel with this police officer. And by God's grace, after hours of conversation, this police officer told my dad, I have never heard such a thing. What can I do to also follow Jesus?
I'm going to jump in right there. We'll pick up right there on the other side, Danya. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Do it all you can do. With one word, the mountains move. When you breathe, the dead arise and the bones come back to life. There is power in this room. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's life. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Like a river running wild, like a never-ending fire. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, it's your name that tears down walls.
Music of Life Church with Where the Spirit of the Lord Is. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We are in the midst of National Collection Week for Operation Christmas Child. Those dates are November 18th through the 25th. And for more information about how you can get involved, if you're not already involved in this wonderful outreach called Operation Christmas Child, go to this website, SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. Again, that's SamaritansPurse.org/OCC to learn more information about this great outreach. Our phone guest today is Danya Andreas, and she's sharing her testimony. Danya, you had mentioned about that police officers had come into your house threatening, and just dive right back in sharing about how your dad was able to witness to them.
Yeah, that's correct. I remember that day because my whole family were shocked to see that kind of result, that the power of the gospel can turn hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. And I was sharing this just to give you a bit of a context of the kind of environment that my family grew up in. Mm-hmm. And why that shoebox was so impactful to me, because I saw rejection everywhere around me, even the school that I went to. I was the only follower of Jesus in my entire school. So everything screamed rejection. Now, The second challenge my family faced was poverty. We could not afford hygiene items. Sometimes we had to share a toothbrush among our family members. There were times where we ate raw onion and bread for dinner because that's all we could have. But, you know, I'm grateful for the power of prayer. And we this hour of intercession, we are talking about trusting the Lord and bringing our needs to Him in prayer. And that's exactly what my family's hope was in the midst of those times, was to bring all of our needs and all of our hard desires and just talk to Jesus like He's our best friend.
That's a powerful and an encouraging testimony, because the fact is, every believer is called to be a prayer warrior, whether they understand that or not, and we're wise enough to learn to live life, in a sense, on our knees, praying, just as God says, He tells us, pray without ceasing. So learning to be prayerful about everything and every part of life is such an important thing. So, well, tell us about the day you received your Operation Christmas Child shoebox gift and how it touched your life, and tell us about that experience.
And so because of the poverty that we were going through, my family had so many needs. But I remember there was one particular need that my family had that we could not afford and we desired to have. And that need was to have something as a radio so we can listen to a Christian radio station, which I'm sure even our listeners appreciate this radio station. But at that time, the Christian resources in the Middle East were very limited. But we knew that through the radio, we would be able to hear Christian songs and sermons in our own language. So we desired to have something like that, but we could not afford it. But being a family of prayer that trusted the Lord with all of our needs, that was one of them. And then as days went by, one very special day, we went to a church gathering, And there I heard that I was going to receive a gift for the very first time in my life. I was so excited. I remember my heart was racing and I was shaking from excitement because this never happened to me. Mm-hmm. So I was given a beautifully wrapped Operation Christmas Child shoebox gift, and my family gathered around to open the gift. When I opened the lid of my shoebox, everything was colorful and brand new. I found school supplies. I loved the decorated pencils I found. I found hygiene items. I got my own toothbrush. I found beautiful toys, which was such a surprise for me because I never received gifts on Christmas or even my own birthday. So those toys were one of the very first ones that I got that were just for me and brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the biggest surprise for my family was pulling another small box from inside the shoebox gift. And we were so shocked to realize that inside of it, there was a fully functional mini radio.
Praise God. That's what you all had prayed for, right?
Yeah, that was one of those needs that my family had. And my mom had always encouraged me to bring my needs to God in prayer, mm-hmm. and to turn all of my wishes and heart desires to the Lord. And so I remember ever since I was a little girl, I was fascinated with music, especially worship songs. And so every time I used to like walk by a store that played music, I used to just think, oh, I wish I could have something like this. But the Lord heard those hard desires and prayers, and he chose out of a million ways to provide for us using a shoebox gift, and we could not believe it.
Mm, that is beautiful. That's a beautiful story and testimony. And what can you tell me, what were some other items that you received in your shoebox that kind of blessed and touched your heart and encouraged you?
I remember finding a slinky that I actually thought it was a bracelet at that time. I used to wear it like a bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother and I actually realized that this bracelet can go down the stairs on its own. So that was very special to realize. Mm-hmm. I received an activity book that I loved. I used to do with a pencil so I can erase it and do it over and over again until mm-hmm. the pages wore off. Hair accessories, a beanie baby that I loved and used to play teacher with. As I said, school supplies. And I loved that the pencils were decorated. I actually thought somebody decorated them for me, so they were so precious to me. And I also received a note from the person who sent me the shoebox gift, which we kept for so many years. And it was so special to look at that little girl next to the Christmas tree, holding that shoebox she sent us. And every time I looked at the picture and thought, huh, did she ever know the kind of impact that she made in our life by packing that shoebox gift?
Mm. That's neat. Tanya, would you take time to pray for listeners to really seek to become to become much more compassion-minded in view of the fact that, you know, this ministry that is done through Samaritan's Purse called Operation Christmas Child is such a wonderful ministry that it's fun to get involved with it. It's fun to give of yourself, to be a blessing this way. It helps to share the gospel, touch people with the love of Jesus. And when people just are kind of living life on their own and just doing their own thing, they can miss out on opportunities like that. So would you pray for more believers to get involved with reaching out, not only through this ministry, but other ways, but just becoming more mission-minded in the way they live their lives?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's pray. Lord, we know that you placed us on this earth for a specific purpose, Father, and this purpose is for us to do your work. And as believers, there's a big responsibility on us to fulfill the calling that you have put us on this earth for. And we know from your word you have commanded us to share the gospel, to make disciples, to do good, Lord, that we are created to do good for your glory, Jesus. And so I pray that as many are hearing this story right now and they're tuning in with us, Father, I pray that they will say yes to you in serving you. There's a lot of distraction in this life, Lord, but I just pray that we don't lose focus on what's the main thing and what's the calling that you have put into our hearts. And so I pray that our listeners and even us, Lord, all of us who call you to be our Lord and Savior, Father, we pray that we will fulfill the calling that you have given us, which is to share your word and finish the race that you have put us on. So may you be honored through our lives and through the works that we do to fulfill the Great Commission and to see many more people, many more children hear the gospel, and maybe one day we'll see them in heaven. Thank you, Father, for this privilege, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Father, I too thank you. Thank you for all those that are part of our listening family, and thank you for us as your church. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of love, compassion, and mercy, Lord. Lord, you, in your word, you let us know that you're not simply a God of love. You are love. And as your children, we too are to be permeated with the spirit of love, and we're to move in the spirit of love in all that we say and we do. Help us to know, Lord, that we're called to be believers in full-time ministry, loving the world, showing them who Jesus is and what Jesus is all about. And a big part of that is loving people to Jesus. Help us and teach us to do that. Help us to become more and more the effective vessels in your hands through which you can reach to get that done. Thank you for the privilege of being vessels of compassion everywhere we go. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Danya, can you tell us what kind of spiritual impact would you say that the shoebox had on your life, and how did it impact your walk with the Lord?
Now, living in the midst of persecution and poverty, I often struggled with feeling unseen and hurt and heard. And I can relate how I felt with actually a story from the Bible that comes from Genesis 16, which is a story of an Egyptian slave named Hagar, who she got pregnant, she was mistreated, and she ran into a wilderness. And there, she didn't know if anybody heard her, if anybody cared for her. She also came from a pagan background. She didn't know that there is this living God who cares for her. But what I love about this story from Genesis 16 is verse 7 that says, "The angel of the Lord found Hagar by a spring of water in the wilderness." And verse 8 says, "He said, 'Hagar, where have you come from and where are you going?'" And he kept, the Lord appeared to this Egyptian slave and gave her encouragement in the midst of the wilderness. And that encounter for her was so powerful that she ended up giving a name to God, which was El Roy. For she said, "In this place have I actually seen the one who sees me." And I think that moment when I was holding that shoebox gift, that's exactly what I felt. I remember just thinking, wow, God actually sees me. I am not just a child here who is in persecution and poverty, who is being rejected. No, but God through the shoebox, it was a tangible way for me to know that I am seen and loved by him.
Mm. Danya, that's such a powerful testimony. Thank you for sharing that. And there may be many listeners who may, for different reasons, felt to be in a similar place, but what a wonderful and blessed Heavenly Father we have, that he sees every one of us and he sees where we are, and he desires that every unsaved person all over the world would come to know him, as well as his children who know him as well. So thank you for sharing that. Tell us, how did you come to the U.S.? And were you able to bring your shoebox items, when you left your home country as well?
After living 17 years of my life in the Middle East, our country was in a very difficult place. The government was corrupt. There's a lot of terrorist attacks happening. And so my family had to leave as refugees. So we left to another country in the Middle East, and we applied as refugees. But sadly, as we left, we had to leave most of our things behind, including the shoebox items, which was very heartbreaking because we kept them for such a long time. Mm-hmm. But my family made their way to the United States in 2010 as refugees, as we got accepted here. And I just remember this was when we came here, we thought that we left to escape all of the things happening there as part of God's plan for us, and God gave us confirmation that, yes, it's time for us to leave the country. But when we came here, there was one more thing that happened there that made us sure that God wanted us to leave, because that same village that we lived in was all overtaken and destroyed by extreme terrorist groups. Mm. And, you know, if it wasn't for God pulling us just at the right time, I don't think my family would be here today. Mm. But I'm just so grateful that we are calling this place home, and we got this opportunity to start our new life in this country.
Mm. So you said you came in 2010, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, then. Okay. And it was difficult for you to leave your shoebox, but you weren't able to bring that. But by God's grace, you were able to make it safely before your village was destroyed. So, I think I understand that you were able to get a radio just like the one that you had to leave as well. Tell us about how do you feel about being able to at least find one like the one you used to have?
After coming to the U.S. and getting connected to Operation Christmas Child, which was so amazing to me that I discovered Operation Christmas Child here, and I realized this was the ministry that actually sent me the shoebox and changed my life. And so,
Tanya, I'm going to jump in right here. We're going to let you pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Tanya Andreas, and she's a representative with Operation Christmas Child, telling about her journey as a child who received one of these precious gifts. We'll be right back. Music of Elevation Worship with Oh Sing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Just before we get back to our phone guests, once again, I want to remind you once again about an event that's happening this week. I've shared on a number of occasions an event that's in support of the two ministries, the CARE Pregnancy Center of South Haven, Mississippi, and the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry of the Greenwood and Mississippi Delta community as well. This event is in support of them. It's a stage play that's happening at Brown Baptist Church this Wednesday at 7 p.m. The South Campus of Brown Baptist Church, 7200 Swinney Road, South Haven, Mississippi. The name of the stage play, Rev Riding in the Hood. It's a comedy drama. It's a fun play, but at the same time, it shares the gospel. And it's a spiritually encouraging event that also covers the Ten Commandments. It's fun. It's a fun play. But at the same time, the Holy Spirit will impact your life in a wonderful way. If you can come out and be with us at 7 p.m. this Wednesday at Brown Baptist Church, again, the South Campus, 7200 Swinney Road, we invite you to come out again 7 p.m. this Wednesday, the 20th at 7 p.m. We hope that you can. If you can't come, we certainly hope that you'll pray for the Lord to anoint the event. And again, amongst other things, it is a fundraising event to support both of these outstanding pregnancy ministries. So we hope that you can come out and be there. If you can't, if you just like to give financially, again, certainly you can email us to get more information about how you can do that. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Our phone guest today is Dania Andreas, and she's a spokesperson with Operation Christmas Child. And Dania has shared a very powerful and an exciting journey of how the Lord brought her and her family by the grace of God from the Middle East to the U.S. And she now is working with Operation Christmas Child, specifically as a ministry. Dania, can you tell us, how did you kind of reconnect with Operation Christmas Child after you and your family got to the U.S.?
Yeah, so I came here in October of 2010, and in November, right that week of after National Collection Week, we went to, as a group from church, to Operation Christmas Child Processing Center in Charlotte, which is where all the shoeboxes go to be inspected before they're shipped to children. Mm-hmm. And there was the first time that I actually got connected with the ministry, when I saw the Operation Christmas Child logo and realized this was on the side of my shoebox gift, and this is the ministry that impacted my life.
Mm. How old were you at that time?
I was around 17 years old.
Okay. And so you reconnected with them, and so you're now, I guess they were probably excited to meet you and to learn that you were a person whose life had been touched in the Middle East by receiving one as well, right?
Absolutely, yes. When I was in that warehouse and got people from Operation Christmas Child speaking to me, I remember my language isn't that good, so I tried to motion to them what my shoebox meant to me, and you could just see that excitement on their face. It was just a beautiful God moment that both sides came together to share that powerful impact that the shoebox had.
Mm. And so how long have you had the opportunity to be working with Operation Christmas Child now?
So I have been a national spokesperson for them since 2016, and so it's been about 8 years.
Okay, and I imagine it just every time you share your story, probably the Holy Spirit uses it in wonderful ways to touch people's hearts, to encourage them to get involved as well. So again, thank you for being willing to let the Lord use you in that way. Have you had the opportunity to deliver or hand out lots of these shoeboxes yourself as well then?
Yeah, in 2018, God gave me the great opportunity to go to the country of the Philippines and hand out shoeboxes to other children. And I just remember that experience was so powerful to me, because now I get to be the one to extend my hand with a shoebox gift to another child. And in that moment, I realized, as the Lord is bringing me full circle, and as my circle is coming to a close, He's also allowing me to start the circle of another child, to be part of their story, just like God allowed someone else to be part of my story. And so all of us, as we get to play a part in sharing the gospel, even through this ministry, we get to write the stories of those children and those people that that God already has a plan for their lives. And so that's what we get to be a part of, which is an amazing thing.
Mm. That's powerful. Well, what one thing would you like to tell our listeners today about in relation to any and everything you've shared today?
Well, there's one thing that I love about Operation Christmas Child that I think it's, you know, I know a lot of things about this ministry. Obviously, I was impacted by the shoebox, but they have a discipleship program called The Greatest Journey. Mm-hmm. And this program started in 2009. And here's what blows my mind. Since 2009, over 50 million children have enrolled in the program. Mm-hmm. And out of that, 25 million children made decision to follow Jesus. Now, I don't know how many of you have a 50% success rate when you share the gospel, but that's pretty incredible to see that half of those that go through the discipleship program give their life to Jesus, and it all starts from a shoebox gift because they get invited back after they receive the shoebox gift to attend that discipleship program. So it's amazing the kind of impact these shoeboxes create.
Mm. Well, again, thank you for sharing that as well. And just a word I would want to encourage every listener to consider is, you know, every believer is called to be a witness for Jesus Christ. Every believer has a testimony that's worth sharing, even if you don't think your testimony is impressive. Every time the Holy Spirit saves someone, it's a powerful testimony, whether you think it is or not. So sharing the gospel as a lifestyle is very important for all of us as believers. But also keep this in mind, all over the world, the vast majority of people who come to know Christ come to know Christ before the age of 18. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't share the gospel with others. Certainly, you share it with wherever the Lord has you to share it. But it's very wise and productive to be sure and share the gospel with children. Children, it's easy to lead children to Jesus. And I think it's just that way by God's design. So a ministry like Operation Christmas Child is such a wise and a strategic ministry. So we would encourage every single listener, pray much for this ministry. And we would encourage you to prayerfully get involved in some way or another, whatever way the Lord would have you to get involved. Keep in mind, this is National Collection Week, November 18th through the 25th. And we're encouraging you to, if you haven't gotten involved already, again, it's not too late. But also keep in mind, to get more information, go to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. Again, that's SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. Danya, our time is just about gone. Any further word of encouragement or anything you'd like to share with our listeners before our time is ended here?
I just want to leave you with a quote that I heard from a pastor named Paul Washer, and it summarizes us as Christians. If you follow Jesus, you would fall in either end of this category. So he said, there are only two ministries and missions. You're either going down the well yourself, or you are holding the rope for those that go down. But either way, there must be scars on your hands. So where are your scars, and what have it cost you to be a Christian?
That's powerful. That's a powerful quote, too. Well, thank you, Danya. How would you like to ask believers to pray specifically for you, and how would you ask them to pray for the ministry of Operation Christmas Child?
Just pray that we would remain faithful and bold in our faith, even in this country, and that we'll pray for our leaders, pray for the churches, that they would stay firm in their faith. And then for the ministry of Operation Christmas Child, pray for those that are on that side. As I mentioned, there are people like my family who are risking their life every day for the sake of Jesus. So pray for their safety, and that through their faithfulness, the gospel would be shared. And I, in turn, pray for all of you listening that the Lord will speak to you and he will stir your heart to do the work of the Lord, because the time is short and Jesus is coming back soon.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Danya. Father, thank you, Lord, for Danya. Thank you for all those that make up the staff of the Ministry of Operation Christmas Child, and thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of them. Thank you, Lord, for the many, many, many lives who've been transformed by the power of Jesus Christ as this ministry has gone forward, and how the Holy Spirit has used it to help many come to know Christ and many to begin to be discipled through the greatest journey as well. Father, pour out a fresh and mighty anointing upon this ministry more and more. Prosper the work of their hands as they continue this work. And Lord, raise up many more believers that will give financially, that will pray for the ministry, that will give in whatever ways you'd have them do to help this ministry continue. And Father, touch Danya, bless her indeed, expand her territory, cause your hand to be mighty upon her, keep her from evil that she may not cause pain. Use her witness more and more to impact many more people's lives for your glory. And thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your peace working in her life and the whole staff. And whatever needs they're facing, supply the needs of the ministry so that more and more they can continue this wonderful outreach and work. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening and you've never invited Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life, today is a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step and give your life to Christ, would you, from your heart, simply pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, right now, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to seek you in prayer daily. Help me to live a life obeying you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. I want to remind you, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk and relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please do get in touch. Again, we want to get that to you. Again, joseph@afr. We hope to hear from you. Again, Danya, thank you so much for being with us. And thanks for the great work you and the others that make up the ministry of Operation Christmas Child. But keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you, Pastor Joseph. Have a great day.
All right. And please pray, continue to lift up Danya and the whole ministry as they continue the work they're doing. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.